Thank you, President Genchaf. I am truly honored to be the recipient of the President's Fellow Medallion. I was fortunate enough to have had the opportunity to be the first dean of the College of Public Health, and it is a great honor to be remembered 21 years after leaving. Very special thanks to Donna Peterson, Dean of the College of Public Health, for recognizing my role in starting the college. Only a person of exceptional graciousness like Dean Peterson would have even thought of honoring me with this medallion. I'd also like to thank my wife, Judy, who's been on this long journey with me, 10 houses and apartments, and we have had done some really interesting things along the way. This evening, I would like to address the graduates from USF Health in each of their fields. All of you are participants in the new age of information technology and communication. 30 years ago, when the college was established, we were barely into the computer age, and now we are in the iPhone age. This little device allows you to obtain information quickly and communicate instantly. However, I don't even own one. Can you imagine that? Public health graduates can use them to rapidly look up how long it takes for food poisoning to occur, the reimbursement rates for specific diagnoses, or the applicability of a chi-square test. Nurses can immediately determine if care follows the protocol. Pharmacists can easily determine drug incompatibilities. Physical therapists don't have to memorize forever where each nerve attaches and causes a pain somewhere else. The iPhone makes all these facts quickly and correctly available. Terrific. However, I implore you to observe for yourself. If you are a new public health officer and you have received a hysterical call that a fox bit a child, go out and look at the possibly rabid animal lying at the side of the road. You may find that the dead animal is not a fox, it's a chicken. If you are an exhausted nurse on duty late at night, be sure that you check on the patient who's having difficulty breathing. Go and observe the patient. The iPhone won't do this for you. If you are a pharmacist, before filling a prescription, don't be afraid to look at the diagnosis on the nagging suspicion that you may have heard porphyria for nocturia. You can even ask the patient what is bothering them. They will know the difference. Physical therapists, you have been taught that the knee bone is connected to the thigh bone, but it is also connected in myriad ways to an entire person. When you observe the total patient, you no longer see just a hip or a wrist. In other words, for all of you new professionals, observe, go see for yourself, and don't just rely on what the iPhone tells you. In all of these situations, there is more to learn than the facts presented by the iPhone. In every situation and for every patient, you must observe, relate, and decide. The phone is not going to integrate information for you. Observe. Look very closely. You may see things that others have missed, and you suddenly are smarter. Often you may learn beyond what the iPhone tells you, and you will become a more effective practitioner. Put away your iPhone for a moment. Go out, observe, and help save mankind from its ills. Thank you.